Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Coach Home. I'm your new host, Mo Stewart, taking over from the very capable Harriet Pryor, and very excited to get the chance to get my hands on one of my favourite shows. We've got another jam-packed show for you today. We had to bring Billy Graham back after Brentford's fantastic result at Stamford Bridge, and we'll also be speaking to Richard Hobbs of Wolves to see how they feel about another enthralling game at Molineux. So we'll start, as we probably should, with Mr. Billy Grant from Besotted Bees podcast. He was on last week, but I'm very delighted he's come back to speak with me, Mr. Billy Grant from Brentford. Now, I wanted to have you back straight on, Billy, not just because I enjoyed your performance last week, and not just to toot my own horn as the only person on the Friday show who predicted this result.
Oh, mate, what's going on with you? Listen, I'll come on your show and I'm really supportive and everything like that, but no one expected us to get a result.
Well, I was the only one on the Friday show. You probably didn't listen, but those out there listening to the show will know that I said that you were going to give Chelsea problems. You were even more confident, but you went and pulled it off. And 83 years you went without a win at Chelsea, and that's three in a row.
How did it feel to
own West London like
that? I tell you, West London is definitely ours. That stadium is definitely ours. We talked about it. You just check out the Actually, I'm going to tell you, thanks for having us on. You've had a good weekend. I've obviously had a good weekend as well. I'm going to tell all your listeners to definitely listen 100%. But I don't normally tell you to. Well, I'd always give my little podcast the URL out. PrideOfWest.London. Check out the post-match podcast. You have to just check it out, because even as a neutral Liverpool fan, I think it'll make you laugh. Because, listen, this is one of the moments where you were so happy to pull the microphone out. Literally, for the 5 minutes, I don't think I even spoke to anybody. We were just reveling in it and saw Thomas Frank coming up and punching the fist. And then the next player came over to the away fans. Then he punched the air. Then the next man came and buttoned the player, came and punched the air as well. It was just brilliant. So we kind of documenting all that on the podcast as it was happening live, then going to all the people, chatting to them, chat to a few Chelsea fans as well, actually, outside the stadium, which, to be quite honest with you, and I told people they bet somebody, but they don't watch them afterwards because they weren't in the best of moods. Just put it that way. But listen, great weekend. And for me as well, and the reason why I'm pleased, I know that I keep on banging on about the team that I've set up, this girls' football team called Barnet Panthers, but they happen to be playing in St Albans. And I couldn't get anybody else to cover the game for me. So I had to go to St Albans up there to cover the game. And obviously the 10 o'clock kickoff in St Albans meant the game was going to finish about 11:45. I gave them the team talk beforehand and said, right, you've got to be 3-0 up at halftime, which basically meant, like, you're 3-0 up at halftime, I'm gone. You know, they're only 1-0 up at halftime. I was like, oh no. And then they equalised, St Albans equalised. I was like, oh no. I had to stay till the very end. I stayed till 11:45. And at 11:45, the final whistle went. They came over for the team talk, and all they saw me is legging it down the touchline. Somebody dropped me to the station. I literally, the Superman, onto the train. Beep, 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 beep. Just got in there. Bang, I got down to Chelsea at about 15 minutes before the end of the first half. And I was at one stage thinking, I don't know if I can go, because it's like, I don't know if it's worth the hassle. But then I remembered I changed my mind about not going to Manchester United. And at Manchester United, we were 1-0 up, as you know, into the 90th plus whatever it was minute, and then it turned it over. So everyone's blamed it on me. So it's all your fault, Bill. So you need to make an effort. So I made sure that I made an effort to make it down to Chelsea, and what a result it was.